Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Omega Leadership Series show. We are live in studio today with best-selling author Lori Beth Jones. And typically on Thursdays, Lori, we share about principles around leadership from one of your books and talk about how that is relevant for today's business leaders, teachers, educators, families. But today we have a special guest from South Africa. Urbain Zadi has been in the U.S. for almost 10 days now, I think. And I had the great pleasure of having lunch with Urbain on Tuesday this week in L.A. while he is on the ground. He was just recently trained in the four elements of success and the path, and is so excited to take these products and programs into South Africa. And I thought it would just be a great Omega moment to have such a leader from his country to come and share with you today on your show about leadership. And so I'm going to turn this over to you, Lori Beth, and Urbain, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello to everyone. Everybody, thank you very much for inviting me to the show.
All right. So just to give you a context to our listeners, Urbain was with the United Nations for many years and was the senior executive for the Economic Commission for Africa. Is that correct? What was your full title there?
My full title was the Director for Strategic Planning and Program Management at the Commission.
Wow. They didn't give you much to be responsible for, did they?
So,
it's a continent.
It was a challenging position.
Yes, I can imagine. And he has a BS in Planning and Development, an MS in Management from France, a PhD in Government from Claremont, and an MBA in Finance. And he is now the CEO and founder and of the Empowerment and Development Center, which is located in Johannesburg, South Africa. So this is a man who has empowered himself through education and is taking his giftedness and his resources, insight, and training into the continent of South Africa. So what we want to do in the 15 minutes that we have for our show is talk about what you see happening as a result of the training with the path and the four elements. How do you see this program impacting the country?
Thank you, Laura Beth. Once again, thank you, everyone, to have me in the show. I think South Africa now is a continent where we're facing so many challenges. There is goodwill in the continent. In South Africa, particularly, we're facing the challenges of economic and social development to uplift people in South Africa, and the programs of Lori Beth programs will help us, because we can design a path for African people so that they will be able to know exactly what their purpose are, to empower themselves, therefore to develop and unleash the potential within themselves. And in this regard, we and LPG Incorporated, I think we can achieve that. And we're really very excited in South Africa to ensure that this program reach there at the level of the communities, at the level of institutions, including particularly the teenagers, that you know that this is a challenge in South Africa. Unemployment is very high. Children, kids, youth, women need to be empowered to have meaningful activities that generate incomes so that they can better their lives. And that's why expectation is high regarding what this program can bring to South Africa.
Now, Urbain, this is Shelley. You were in L.A., you had a chance to go visit one of our trainers in the Path for Teens, and you got to see Chanel McMillan teach one segment of The Path for Teens to a group of high school students at Avalon High School. What did that do for you as you began to watch that and experience that training?
It was really an eye-opener for me. It was amazing how, as you know, Avalon High School is in a community that is facing some difficulties, and I could see that this program could really enlist potential within these kids. I could see those kids coming after hours to follow this program, and I was so amazed to see how Chanel McMillan could develop within these kids the ability to design, to come up with a mission statement. And I feel that hope is there, because this is the youth. We're talking about high school kids, and by using this program, they were empowered to come up with what they think is the purpose in life for themselves. And I was amazed and told Chanel that that was something that we could emulate in South Africa, because those kids in South Africa have been on the wrong path, been convinced that they cannot do anything, and that this program shows clearly that, yes, any kid in any community, in any society, can come up with his own mission statement and be empowered to do something about his life. And I went there, that was last week, and I was really, it was fantastic, it was great, and I told Chanel, and I told yourself when we met just a couple of days ago, that we should do that as soon as possible in South Africa, because really, yes, the kids are waiting for this type of programs.
Yes, yes, exactly. Lourdes?
Well, Urbain, you mentioned the sustainability of the programs and the ability for us to perhaps partner with the United Nations, international aid agencies, donors, and foundations. Do you have any particularly in mind? I think Shelley mentioned UNICEF.
UNICEF. I mentioned the ILO, the International Labour Organization. I mentioned that United Nations Development Program, which is the resident coordinator of the UN system in a specific country. So United Nations Development Program is very important. And it's important for us also to link up with the United Nations Fund Population Activities, UNFPA. So all the UN system can play a role under the coordination of the United Nations Development Program, the UNDP. So it's very key. But in addition to the United Nations, I did mention to you also that we have in South Africa also important international organizations, which are themselves African international organizations, as well as also country-funded program from important like USAID, the CEDA Canada, and other institutions who can also be playing a key role in sponsoring this program, so that we can have this sustainability. It's important that we achieve sustainability. Otherwise, there's no need to go there and then create hope and leave. That cannot be something that is desirable to do. So sponsorship is at three levels. United Nations system, and we mentioned those few institutions, organizations. We said the international community also, with international organization at the level of countries like USAID, Canada, Ford Foundation, etc. But also African international organizations like the African Union, and also sub-regional organizations, African.
Right, and this is just an amazing time, I think, for The Path, Urbain, and for the Four Elements, and your leadership inside the country as you begin to, I think, take this network that you have and the experiences that you've had over the last 20 to 30 years and begin to bring these tools and resources. And I know you're heading back to jump into this with a group of colleagues or peers around the four elements. Talk to us a little bit about that experience, what you see yourself doing with the four elements when you get back.
Yeah, I think what is important first is that to make sure that we have the support of peers and colleagues. I've been really lately working on brainstorming closely with Ruth Adams in the UK, and I feel that if I start with the PEP reports with colleagues in my network at the level of government, United Nations systems, and I show to them the value. I've already discussed with the deputy executive head of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa before coming here. He's bought into the idea. So we could, as the first step, two things. One, to do a workshop in South Africa, whereby, as I told Shelley, colleagues from the States or from the UK could join me and we could do a workshop there. Second, I'm trying to make sure that we use all those African international organizations so that we showcase the program in major conferences and events that have been organized in the African continent. And these are major conferences. I'm trying to see if it's possible that in July we can do the major summit of African head of state of government of the African Union. If you could really make sure that you have a side event there in those major conferences, it would be a way to show what we can do. And then we will now do the workshop. So I'm looking at the national plan on the next 3 months. What can we do? The two things. Do those PEPs online with the major players and so that they see the value. Second, make sure that we do those participate in some few conferences with side events where speakers like yourself, Laura Bett or Shelley or whoever can join us and we can do the side events so they see, and then do a major launching workshop in South Africa where we already have a few targets of some audiences and the sponsorship from one or two of those organizations.
This is such an amazing privilege, Urbain, to be speaking with you about this and for you to have the vision for empowering the individuals. In the pre-show, we talked about it's one thing to come and give aid, but the power, I think, in this program is that we teach them the power is within them, that God created each individual with a mission and a purpose and a calling. And if we can unleash that, that is tremendous energy that is right there in the country that can be resourced. So I want to thank you so much for your reaching out to us and being open to this program. We look forward to a continued dialogue and relationship. I hope to meet you in person very soon. And is there anything you would like to close with? We have maybe 40 seconds on the show.
I just want again to thank you. I feel so blessed to be part of this family, and I'm committed that really to make sure that we empower.
It is indeed a family. We call ourselves Pathletes, like athletes, except we're on the path. So God has ordained that we meet. And Shelley, thank you for facilitating this show. Chanel, thank you for inspiring Urbain, and Ruth Adams in the UK, I believe, did the original training with you. I'm going to send them all a thank you today. So blessings to you on your journey home.
God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Yes, and Urbain, I read a little bit of your bio, and what a beautiful story that that somebody had a positive prophecy that you would run into a white woman and meet your destiny. I hope I'm one of those white women. And
it's three now, so I think the competition is there.
That's great.
So
well,
one
we
of
look,
those, I think.
Continued dialogue with you around the path.
That,
and all that's going to unfold in South Africa. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.